for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes. Wait just a second. I have two charges on my Visa card, and I would like to know what they are for. And what's the name of this company anyway?
I'm a third party, so depending on the charge of the company you're referring to, I would have to have an account up. Just bear with me this one brief moment, please.
Okay.
First and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Lucinda Howerton, 2155 East Millstone Road, Decatur, Illinois, 62526.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account shows that there was a purchase that was made for a smartwatch for the shipping and handling charge of $795. Do you recall making a purchase for the smartwatch?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So 24 to 48 hours of that purchase, if the account was not canceled, the subscription charge of $56.95 would apply to the account. It would be for the gift card amount that values $125. So you can order more items off the website that's provided within the email. We sent that email around the second. If you wish to continue, it will be the same price each month.
I don't know what you're talking about, this $56.95. I want that removed. I have no idea what that is.
That's for the gift card that we sent, ma'am. I can most definitely get the account canceled for you, so there will be no other charges coming out of the account. With that charge on the account, we are able to provide that 35% refund since that email was sent out.
No, no. I want the whole thing taken off. I did not authorize anything about a gift card. I don't know you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am. It was a pre-authorized charge if you did not cancel the account within the next 24 to 48 hours of that purchase. The highest that we can do is a 50% refund, ma'am. When you order the smartwatch,
please.
When you order the smartwatch, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing on there that said anything about this. Absolutely nothing, or I would not have ordered this smartwatch or whatever it is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the charge was $7.95, and that's it.
Yes, this has
the whole $56.95 taken off of my Visa card.
We can do that 50% refund, ma'am. This account was not canceled within a sufficient time frame.
I can't help that. I want that $56.95 taken off.
I'm sorry if that account was not canceled within a sufficient time frame, ma'am. We could do that
50%
refund.
I didn't know there
refund.
Was anything to cancel.
Everything
was. Where did you see this?
Terms, conditions,
I don't even,
ma'am.
No, I did not see that.
We can provide you the website so you can go over those terms, conditions, ma'am, but that information was provided.
I do want that website.
Yes, ma'am. I can get that for you. That was for that smartwatch. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the hottest online discount source.com, and that is all together.
I didn't understand you. What is it?
Hottest online discount source.
Okay.
.com. And all the information is within terms, conditions. If you click on it, ma'am, you'll see that information was provided.
Well, I tell you, this is a rip-off joint, and I'm going to let everybody know that I know about this.
Yes, ma'am. That 50% refund will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, 24 to 48 hours for that email. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
That is C as in Charlie, 258-892-255. Once again, that C as in Charlie, 258-892-255. 3 to 5 business days for that refund, 24 to 48 hours for that email. I do appreciate you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
And how much is the refund going to be?
That refund is going to be that 50% refund. It's going to be the $46.95 falling back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to let Visa know about this also.
Alrighty,
thank you.
I do appreciate you for calling customer